said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready?
And Kate catch up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Good afternoon. Hughie and Kate aren't driving you home this
we
afternoon.
Are. Well, you said we aren't.
I've no idea. Is it Tuesday today?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Good. It's Tuesday. It's
good. That's exactly as it should be.
Hughie, we have a problem Tuesday.
Oh, Hughie Tuesday.
Absolutely. Mm. On your after Bondi Rescue on Channel 10 tonight or Win Network. Yep.
They're still rescuing.
Are they still rescuing?
Yeah, on Bondi. Yeah, I thought they'd finished that.
No. I mean, there's thousands of people who need rescuing.
No, the show. I don't mean the concept of rescuing people. As long as we've got cousins from across the seas coming.
Absolutely.
And just racing out into those oceans.
Well, no, they don't understand. They want to get to Bondi. They love Bondi.
Yes.
But they haven't read the signs.
Well, also,
that
concept of the ocean, swimming in the ocean, is often not familiar to some.
Well, you know what? Luckily for them, there's a film crew there. Mm-hmm. Which is really keeps the Bondi rescue team
on their toes.
Absolutely. Imagine if the film crew wasn't there. They'd be drifting off, but
yes,
they don't.
Yes, nodding off, looking at pretty girls in bikinis.
Exactly.
No time for that.
When the cameras are on you.
So are they.
You're professional and you get the job done.
Oh, yep.
Tell you who got the job done, Katie. Fiona O'Loughlin on the
Didn't
jungle.
She
smashed it last night.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Why are you looking like that at your microphone? No,
I've got a bad connection here. I've got Jack's headphones because I thought
it
that'd
must
be better.
Be a connection then.
It's the connection,
it's not my
mate.
Headphones. That's
it's
for
the
sure.
connection.
We'll
yeah.
move to this one. Come closer to me because we've got Fiona O'Loughlin coming on, and you do not want to miss a moment. She's the queen.
Well, let's get to her. How did she go? I mean, she's a non-drinker. How did you party? I want to ask her about that too.
Oh yes. Mm.
She's calling in next. Hughie and Kate driving you home.
Hughie and Kate.
It's Hughie and Kate driving you home this afternoon.
Great news on the TV last night, Katie.
Wasn't it fun?
I had both hands, both the fingers in both hands. What fingers you use to cross
your
fingers?
Yeah, that you cross
yeah,
fingers.
On both hands. Yeah, so I was doing it.
You're demonstrating now.
Absolutely.
As though that's quite an achievement. I'll tell you what is an achievement. To survive 6 weeks in the jungle with a pack of nutters to come out the queen of the jungle.
Before we speak to the queen, let's hear the moment one more time. Let the queen relive it one more time.
The winner. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. 2018 is... It's Fiona!
You could hear the joy in their voices.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You could see the joy on
Fiona's
face.
Fiona O'Loughlin, welcome.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, we're so thrilled for you. And also for Julia Morris, who was pretty well running your campaign, you realise.
So she should
No,
have.
I didn't.
So yeah.
Oh,
have.
Thank you, Hughie. Thank you, Kate. Wow, what a feeling.
Now, I don't want to make it about me, Fiona, because it's not about me, but if you go back
How could it possibly be about
if
you?
If you go back through my Twitter, Fiona, the very opening night of the show, I tweeted, Fiona O'Loughlin will win this. And, you know, it came
You're
to pass.
You're kidding.
You go back. Honestly, it's there. I mean,
I can't wait to do that.
You
really?
Were...
Really? Really?
She can't wait to do it, Katie. Let it... You were great in that jungle. Well done.
Very good.
Oh, thanks so much. It was just what great timing for me. How lucky was I?
Is it as horrendous as it seems? You're just lying back there most of the time, almost going insane. Is that the case?
Well,
or not?
I'm a bit of a people watcher, you know. So I'll stay on a tram 2 stops extra if there's a Barney, you know.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
Oh, yes,
that
yes.
part of me that, you know, loves that stuff.
Well, you got a bit of that.
Oh, yes. Joined in once, too.
You did. And I love the way you go, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but my son would, but I hate you. It was funny.
Well, very eloquent, wasn't it? I think I should go to the next World Summit. Yeah.
For you, who, you know, you've spoken publicly on that show, and of course we knew in the comedy fraternity, we all know about the struggles you've waged.
Yeah.
So it was a really nice affirmation of sometimes, you know, when you show your underbelly, you might be scared and think, oh, people won't like
Australia
this.
Will reject
yes.
me for being human.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
when
instead,
you don't know what's happening either.
Yes. You know, the irony of Australia all getting behind you is everyone will want to toast you with beer and champagne. And what are you toasting yourself with? How do you party sober?
I've learned from the best.
Yuzi.
It's so possible. And also you don't have to stay any longer than you feel like it.
Yes,
you
can leave. Did you leave last – I know it's early in the morning in South Africa. What time did you stay at the post-celebrations? How late did you stay?
Now I'm being, inadvertently very cool. I didn't attend.
Didn't go to the post-match party. You won the grand final.
What did you do?
It's in your honour and you didn't go.
Well, it's more the matter. It's the crew it's kind of their party as well. They're sick of hearing about us talking about ourselves.
Yeah, true. Good point.
But what did you do?
And
go have a hot bath?
Had a hot bath. Hugged it to myself, So I just wanted to savour every moment of it, and I did that, It was just
how much
joyful.
Did you win, Fiona?
Well, it goes to a charity. You don't win any money yourself.
But do you win anything at all?
No, but you get paid very well.
Paid well. Yeah, so everyone gets
Not as well as
Bernie Tomic.
Yes, who got paid $10 million for being there for 30 seconds.
Isn't it hilarious? I think he might be telling a big fat porky pie.
Well, you're brilliant. We're going to see
good
you on
you,
we're going to see you on Hughesy. We Have a Problem Again very soon.
Yes.
Your episode was really good. Yeah, really good. Really good.
Really good.
Been renewed, all right, since you've left. We've been renewed, so it's going
more episodes. And you're booked plenty of work.
So much, you
don't
guys.
Don't retire, loved one. There's plenty of work.
You are booked in. What we want to ask, Fiona, though, we want to ask Australia, how do you celebrate sober? What is there one thing you did last night that, as sober person, what did you do to reward yourself?
I had a hot bath. You can have all the chocolate you want.
A hot bath and chocolate.
And ring anyone you want. It's kind of like I'll do everything else, to an extreme.
All right. So Fiona's saying a hot bath,
and
chocolate,
ring people to
and
an
phone
extreme.
We're going to ask everyone else.
We don't
else.
Know what that means.
13, 10, 60, that's a question we're going to ask you. How do you have a good time? How do you party sober?
How do you reward yourself sober? That's what we're asking.
13.
Well done, Fiona Loughlin.
Yay.
Hughesy and Kate.
13, 10, 60. Taking your calls on how you celebrate and enjoy yourself sober.
Because Fiona Loughlin is sober, Katie.
Yes.
Has been for quite a while.
Well, it's a battle for her. It's a battle that she has to constantly fight again and again. As she said, I've got an alcoholic mind and it's a cunning disease.
Mm.
So she has had terrible relapses. Then she picks herself up again. And I think people responded to that about her when she was in the jungle.
No doubt. So, I mean, I'm a sober celebrator. I don't drink.
You are, and you've never – well, you don't really – You've never had a drink, have you, since you stopped drinking?
Since I stopped, but I was a very drunk celebrator back in my teenage years.
Yes.
We almost won a grand final back playing footy and that nearly killed me. Absolutely. Yep. And the next year we did win and that nearly killed me. So.
All right. But I think more people are not drinking.
I think the stats are saying that.
I think so.
But how do you celebrate sober?
Well, that's the question.
What do I do?
Well, I don't know. You're a very, part of what makes people think that you're always drunk is that you're always the last person at the party. I mean, you weren't at my party I recently had. You went to bed at 12:30 and complained about
and
people playing music
until
8 a.m.
I'm rarely the last person at the party. That's an over-exaggeration.
No, you're often there late and you're always buying people drinks.
I'm happy for other people to drink,
but
I don't
drink. He's an enabler.
So, Kath, you are sober, we believe. Is that true?
Absolutely.
And have been how long have you been sober for?
I'll admit I have had a couple of drinks in the last 12 years, but not very many times have I count them on my hand, and I much more prefer to be sober at any time. Number one, control. Number two, sugar.
Sugar?
Sugar.
Sugar.
I buy myself drinks all night, and I can party harder, I can dance all night, and I will go longer than all my friends.
So
well, because you don't let yourself get into that sugar trough.
No,
you just have to keep it up.
Well, what sort of sugar? What do you...
Soft drinks.
Softies.
Soft drinks and
a lollipop.
Lollipops. So I enjoy myself more because I can people watch. I can go home when I want to. I can drive my I'm in control.
So lollipops.
Even though I look like I'm not.
Sucking on a lollipop gets her through the night. Mm. That's good. Mm-hmm. Don't raise your eyebrows, Kate.
The kids are sucking lollipops. They have for a long time.
Hello,
Tansy.
Children love lollipops.
How are you partying sober is the question.
I am partying sober by the food clutter.
Oh my God. So you just.
Oh, well, see, I'm doing that too. Always finding the door the food's coming
but
out of.
Aren't you both eating yourselves into a food coma? I just feel like food platters are a real trap for young players. You just don't know how much, like the free pour, Katie, as I said, with the champagne.
Yes, yes.
You don't know how much you've eaten. You end
That's
up having six or seven, you know.
But Tansy, dinners. Then are you dancing?
Yeah, I am. I go so far because I started working in the kitchen of a bar when I was 17 and I would see everyone get really drunk and I'd get a lot of secondhand embarrassment, so it kind of just put me off. And
really?
I've always been foodie,
you didn't want to be that person.
I didn't want to be that person.
There you go. Well
and are people freaked out by you not drinking, Tansy?
Not at all. No,
yeah, right. They don't even notice.
So I kind of grew up not really around alcohol and I'm just not a fan of it.
Yeah, I think it's the new generation, Katie. They don't care. Tammy, what do you do apart from drink to get yourself off your head on a party celebration type situation?
What?
I don't need anything. I'm high on life.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm
great.
First on the dance floor, the last off the dance floor.
Completely sober, stone cold sober.
Completely sober.
And would people probably think you're off your nut, would they?
Absolutely, because I'll dance even by myself. I don't care.
Oh, love it. Love it. All right. You've got some music you want to hear, do you, Katie?
No, I don't.
Well, why are you pointing at Jack?
Because I was looking
him?
At someone on the other side of the board who
well,
I would like to speak to.
Say their name. Say their name.
Da, 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 da,
well, who is their name? Are they not
Tori. Hello, Tori.
We got Tori. Hang on. Tori, what do you do?
I dance all night long, dance on the tables, dance on the back of utes if we're out camping and just have fun.
Yeah, and how, though? What are you on? You're not on alcohol?
Nothing.
What are you on? Just nothing.
Just water. Sometimes with a little bit of lemon in it.
That's the tip.
It's inspiration. Not many men have called us, though, disappointingly so.
No, well, you know, because...
Am I the only one?
Jack and
I
were talking...
Man?
Jack and I... Jack, say hello, Jack.
Hello.
Can we get Ben over just for one other bloke
we're
to get involved?
We're talking about whether or not Jack dances, and he, like many men, feels he has to be drunk to dance. Whereas girls, we don't have that.
You know, Jack.
We don't have that inhibition.
Take you back into my early days of being a non-drinker. I said to myself, if I can dance sober, I don't need alcohol. And I forced myself. I used to go to a gay club on a Saturday night and I would dance at this gay club.
What?
Yes. I would dance at the gay club.
Oh. By yourself?
By myself.
Oh, the poor gay brethren.
You know, often be interrupted by the drag queen singers. But I would dance until sunup. Absolutely,
what?
On my own. It's a true story. Absolutely. It's a gay club in Perth.
So
living in Perth.
Very bizarre.
Absolutely.
But also, I've known you to not dance for 10 years, a drought that you broke recently.
I had a bit of a dance. I should dance.
He doubted
Dancing's
himself.
The best. No, I don't doubt. I feel self-conscious. That's
well, that's
all.
Doubting yourself, you fool. That is
one bloke.
That is self-conscious.
I want to get a bloke on. Ben, how do you party?
Hello, Ben.
How do you party sober, Ben?
Well, I do what you do, Husey. I use my personality and my intelligence.
Yeah, right. So you don't drink?
No, I drink, but
Husey and Kate.
Well, you know what we have to check into, Husey.
Yeah, the Russian situation.
Yes. And when we say the Russian situation, it's a Russian situation in England.
Well, they're infiltrating the world, according to a lot of people, that the Russians are just...
Why are they?
Well, are they? I don't know if they
Why
are.
Why are they?
I don't think they are.
Well, I've got an update for you
about that
former... Russian
poison guy,
double agent spy, and his daughter. Yes,
they're alive.
Who was poisoned?
So the poison wasn't that good.
No, Husey, don't say that. Last time
they
poisoned the guy on the plane with polonium.
Yeah, but he's dead.
He took 2 weeks to die. The most agonizing, terrible death.
Are these guys going to die?
I don't know. No one said anything about how they are.
Who
did it? Or should I say, who done it?
KGB. Are they still going?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
But you're
going to
love
back.
What's
right.
coming
up. After new Post Malone.
Husey and Kate.
After 5, we're going to be joined by Dave O'Neill. Of course, Husey, We Have a Problem is back tonight on Channel 10.
Yeah, Dave is one of the hilarious guests panellists on
hilarious.
That show.
Hilarious. And I'll tell you this about Dave O'Neill, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Just, he never forgets anything.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, obviously diet and exercise. But aside from that...
And he's
remembers. Thank you.
And he's available for all gigs. Get Dave on
sure
Twitter.
Is.
It's Dave O'Neill.
Yeah.
He'll come to whatever party you've got.
Have you still got the "We'll work for rice" sign up on Twitter? still got it. Anyway, forget about that.
Well, we'll remember
our
that in a
friend.
Minute.
He's coming up
yeah,
soon.
In a few minutes. Yes.
But first, I have to take you overseas.
To Russia. To Russia with love.
No, not to Russia.
Well, to England with...
To England.
With poison.
Where they suspect that Russia has done something, but most people won't come out and say it.
Well, I think everyone has.
Well, so what happened was a Russian double agent, but anyone? He retired a long time ago.
Russia's one of the only countries you can just lay into, by the way. Everyone can lay into Russia and no one calls you racist. You just go
actually,
for it.
Actually, that's true.
Mm. Yep.
Off you go.
Well, I don't
well,
have a
people
problem with
them. Do. So when this mm-hmm. Russian double agent first got poisoned with yeah. his daughter, Yulia, yeah. the first person who came out within hours...
Was who?
Boris Johnson.
The Lord Mayor, former Lord Mayor. Now,
former Lord Mayor. Now
Foreign Minister.
Yeah, and everyone's got their knickers in a twist about him because he's a Brexiter and, you know, the Remainers
he was happy
don't like
to, yeah, he's happy to cut
he
off from
Europe. He said
this. Yep.
It is clear that Russia, I'm afraid, is now in many respects a malign and disruptive force. Though I am not now pointing fingers. Because we cannot, Mr. Speaker, you'll understand, point fingers.
No, he's not pointing fingers. He said that within hours and everyone was like, how dare you, Boris? How dare
who said
you?
That?
Oh, everyone, they were all on him. They were all on him. It's like Trump. They're all on him. Yeah, where, no matter what he does, they will
but they
jump
hate,
on him.
But they all, the ones who hate Russia hate Trump because they think Russia got Trump elected. So I don't know. It's confusing.
I don't know. Just people yeah. want to hate.
Do yeah, they love hating. Yeah.
And then
what
today,
happened?
What's going their on? Prime Minister,
Theresa May.
Theresa May
what'd
came out and said this.
It is now clear that Mr. Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia.
Russia.
By Russia.
Still hasn't killed them.
But still, if you cannot join the dots, then she went on to say this one.
The government has concluded that it is highly likely that Russia was responsible for the act against Sergei and Yulia Skripal.
And in Russia, they're all... In Russia, they're all like this.
Couldn't care less. They're all party time. They love the publicity.
Yeah. It was us. Yeah, it was us. Da, it was us. You want to make something of it?
Go to Moscow. You want to have a party.
No, Jack. People are seriously ill.
But they're not dead. So until they die, keep dancing.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Yes, if you're just joining us, good afternoon. Welcome. Husey and Kate here, driving you home.
Our great friend Dave O'Neill's about to walk into
yes,
the studio. He's
he
on,
is.
He's on Husey. We have a problem tonight, Katie. After
your fabulous show.
Been renewed. It's on. It's after Bondi Rescue tonight
more
on Channel
episodes.
10. Absolutely. Tonight we talk about the block and what the house I bought on the block. So I get some...
sympathy?
Some I get some a lot of hate from my fellow panellists.
Scorn, I'd say.
And also an expert comes in and just...
An expert.
Her advice, honestly.
Really?
She was not...
Is she a financial advisor expert or a...
Property expert.
Or an interior decorator? Because she'd be happy with the interior.
Property expert. Anyway, we'll
now,
get
speaking
to that.
Of experts...
Yes.
So we have got a brilliant hour coming up.
Yeah, we do. We want to talk about
more.
Putin.
Yes, because I've got to tell you about how the Brits have finally come out and fingered the Russians for having poisoned the former spy
we just
and
heard,
his daughter.
Just heard from Theresa May, the
you
PM.
Heard Theresa May.
Yes.
But I've got to play you Putin. Right. So a journalist asked Putin, who's the president, or is he the...
He's the president.
Is he
the president?
Yeah, okay. He used to be the prime minister. And then he made himself the president, or vice versa.
He gets re-elected a lot.
Yes.
Yep.
It's him for life.
Oh, well, he's a charismatic.
Like the China guy.
Charismatic.
But listen to Putin.
What's he said?
Oh, he calls a spade a spade.
Here we go.
President Putin, BBC News. Is Russia behind the poisoning of Sergei Skripal?
We're dealing with agriculture here, as you see, to create conditions for people's lives. And you talk to me about some tragedies. First, get to the bottom of it there, and then we'll discuss this.
Yeah. What he's saying is I want to...
Hang on.
I want to feed people. I want to help with farming. You work out, you get your evidence,
yes.
you say we did it, and then I'll talk yes. about the fact we did do it.
And then we discuss in between me shooting a bear at the Dacha.
He's all man, Putin, no doubt.
All cool man.
All right, Dave O'Neill coming in next. It's Hughesy and Kate driving you home this afternoon.
Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Tonight, Channel 10, Hughesy, we have a problem returns.
Such a fun show.
Yeah, also the Win Network. So, great panel tonight, Kate, including Denise Scott, hilarious. Susie Youssef, hilarious. Tommy Little, hilarious.
Perfect.
And Dave O'Neill, who's right here.
Well, we can't win them all.
Can't win them all. I'd have someone to, you know, take
Dave
a shine off.
Dave O'Neill.
Tommy Little.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all about Tommy Little and he can't get a date on Tinder. All this.
I
and
find that really hard
I know,
to
me
believe.
Me and Hughie just pick on him relentlessly.
He loves that.
We were on Carrie and Tommy earlier and he's claiming that I forced that subject upon him.
Yes.
Not really correct. He has said that he had said to me, Kate, that he had trouble on Tinder.
And
he always does that. He's always like, oh, no, I don't have a girlfriend. Yeah, I can't meet anyone.
Yeah, rubbish. Hughie turns on Tinder and throughout the show we get dates, don't we, for him?
Oh, I couldn't focus on anything
else.
Oh,
I can't wait.
I was just swiping the
and
whole time.
And what a perfect excuse for you two to get on Tinder.
I know.
It's just practice, just in case, God forbid.
Wasn't around when we were dating.
No.
Well, not me and you, but, you know, like, you know, when I dated, there was no Tinder.
No.
Oh, well,
you had to ring up the girl's house.
I don't think you have to say that, Dave O'Neill. I think that's
the obvious.
I think so. Don't you think?
No, but he could have broken up with. He hasn't. He's in a long-term relationship with Kieran.
You never know.
Great job, but
well, that's true. The future's a big place.
You never know.
Well, like Warnie, you could break up tomorrow. Not you will, but if you do, you'll have to get on Tinder.
Well, someone was pretending to be me on Tinder. They had my photo as their
really?
Profile.
Really?
Imagine that.
Well, if you don't
photo?
Know what Dave O'Neill looks like, people, just Google him because I love that someone thought that would
that's
be a good
thing.
I would like to know what they looked like if they thought that was a good substitute.
Fatter and bald, I reckon, than me.
You have got a good head of hair. There's no
both
doubt
both of you
that.
Do, yeah. Which leads me to Dave O'Neill, what could your problem possibly be tonight?
Overeating. Secret eating is my problem. See, I'm a secret eater.
Do you know what I have never forgotten? That I think you have forgotten even though you have an elephantine.
Memory, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say
the time you ate
something
pizza out of the bin?
No.
Okay.
Not something that you remember about me.
The time
me.
That you ate, you got you fed your child bread that was on the ground.
From
the
ducks. From ducks.
Meant for ducks.
We were hungry. And
the time you were in a caravan and you had to wean a saucepan.
Well, Kate is a very public eater. He's very public.
I'm a very public eater.
This is Kate eating.
He secretly recorded me.
Yeah, you've always, you're like me. You enjoy your food.
Just listen to it. Listen to it. Listen.
Fried chicken.
It's like before the Melbourne Cup. A horsey getting into it.
Also, this is, but it's into the microphone. It's not like.
Because
we haven't. It's not a secret microphone. It's a microphone that's in the studio.
No, I was sitting in the studio.
Yeah, but
we
you're
weren't
right
working.
Next to a microphone.
I was doing some work before the show, so I'm having something
Kate,
to eat.
Anyone who's listened to this show more than once knows that you eat on air. So just don't.
Something
don't,
wrong with that.
Don't go.
Thank you.
That's
so
public
Dave
eating.
O'Neill. You know what I always remember about you, and I think you've forgotten this. When you said once, because Hughesy and Dave and I used to do a show together.
Yeah, breakfast show.
We, yes.
In the '80s.
Yeah,
it's good.
And.
2000s.
It was 2000s. Yeah. Anyway, and you said once, you know how sometimes you say things and you think everyone is the same.
On the same level.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
I think I know. What
like that
say.
Girl. Yeah. That like that girl who you know, real or imagined, once said to everyone, you know how once a week when you're having your poo, and everyone went,
oh, that's right.
No,
yeah, once a week. Yeah.
No, once a week. Right. You were like this when you said this.
Yeah.
You know when you're eating biscuits in the shower.
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
Remember?
Yes. Yes.
You said, and we were like.
I used to love a biscuit in the shower.
No.
Why? Why would you eat a biscuit in the shower?
I don't know.
How
I don't
could you
know
do that? Because they're going to get soggy. It's ridiculous.
I think they were chocolate chip biscuits.
Chocolate chip, or chocolate teddy bear.
I can imagine a chocolate teddy bear because the chocolate, I reckon, is a coating for the water and it keeps the water from the biscuit bit. So
I reckon you could
probably eat a Tim Tam in the shower.
Eating a biscuit in the shower.
Yeah, I used to eat. Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Well, maybe you don't have the same
was that part of your
desperate need for privacy.
Was that part of your secret eating or was that just eating?
That's just eating, I think. That might have been.
So eating in the shower
secret. That's secret. That is secret eating. Well, that was,
no, it's not. If you're
what, tell me what your secret eating is.
Well, when the kids were younger, I used to just eat behind the cupboard door or the fridge
right,
door.
And they couldn't see
and
you.
And they couldn't see you. And then I would come home late at night and I'd have my wife would be in bed, the kids would be asleep after a gig and I'd just eat junk
of
food.
Course.
Then I'd leave the wrap. One night I left all the wrappers there and my son got up and goes, Dad, there's all these junk food wrappers in the lounge room. I'm like, oh, the burglars broke in and had a party. So when they were little, they believed that. But now,
no,
where do you eat now?
In the car.
Drive through. That's very American.
And
that
so
model.
Also,
so you're a midnight. I do gigs with him sometimes, yeah. Katie, and it's midnight. There's no need to go to the drive through, but we go there
That's
anyway.
That's why you go through. Why do you think they're open at midnight?
Exactly.
People have a need.
Yeah, but if you've already had dinner, there's no need for that.
That's
late
true.
Night.
You're
What's
right.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a
That's why he's skinny.
I'm skinny now.
Yeah, we did a gig down the coast the other day, and there was another comic in the car. It was another large man, Brad Oakes.
Brad,
and
big.
We stopped somewhere, and then the next day, the kids get in the car, and they're like, oh, my God. I always blame it on, like, Husey. Oh, Husey was in here.
Sure,
What
sure.
a pig. All those rappers. Mm. Look at that.
So I do that if kids fun.
Oh.
See,
which is, by the way,
well, he's better than you.
Happening.
He's better than
not
you.
Not happening. I'm just saying. Left over from a party.
Look,
yeah, you're a social smoker, but you have an extensive social life, don't you?
Well, we don't want to do a secret
eating.
Yeah. Secret eating. Secret eaters, car. That's where a lot of it happens, I reckon, the in the car.
Well, it's a safe space for people. We'll
what are you secretly eating?
Protect your anonymity.
Remember one day in my car.
Change your name.
I was so desperate. I stopped at the supermarket and I bought a tub of whipped cream.
Oh.
They went through a thing where you could buy the cream already whipped, not in the can,
but in a little
just sweetened. And then in my car, I fingered that cream all the way back to the city. It was like a 45-minute drive.
Well, we've all seen you. We've seen you eat a
so
jam.
Delicious.
I've seen Kate eat a jam of jar with jar a pen.
With
using
a pen.
Yes. Sticking a pen into
you
a jam
a
jar of
jar. A jar of jam. It.
Jam of jar?
13, 10,
You've had a
60.
Stroke.
13, 10, 60. Are you
With
a secret
jam.
Eater? Do you know a secret eater?
Where do you do it? That's interesting.
Yeah, and what do you secretly eat? I bet people have got all sorts of weird things. Like, I like to have cottage cheese with sliced up Fletcher's sweet and sour gherkin.
That's a Dutch thing, I reckon.
Delicious.
Where's your secret eating? What is it?
Husey and Kate.
13, 10, 60, well, taking your calls on secret eating.
Yeah, perhaps you'd like to pull over and have a little something, a little quiet snack in the car.
Yeah, all right. Now,
you do good accents.
I don't encourage
the Dutch.
It.
We went when we took mum and dad to Holland with our four kids. Oh, the Dutch. God, they're
great.
They've
got funny accents, haven't they?
Their English is so good. It's terrifying.
You should do a segment, get Kate to do an accent, and people ring up and just suggest accents.
I can only do about three.
She does them, mate.
Doesn't matter.
You don't have to encourage her to do accents. She does them anyway.
He doesn't, you know, Husey doesn't like it because he doesn't like it.
We can't do accents.
Her and Jack do accents, and it's a bit sort of get a room.
I can do my Swiss brother. You know, I'm a twin brother.
Your accents are terrible.
Well, yeah, but I have a go.
But your secret eating is top shelf.
Yeah, we've got to get to this, guys.
Yeah, let's do
what do you get
eating.
If you go through drive-through, by the way?
Oh, I love Macca's, but I love a McFlurry. Oh, McFlurry.
Really?
McFlurry
the
was put onto me by Adam Rosenbach, who's a very fit young man. He goes, have you ever tried a McFlurry? And it was like giving an alcoholic, you know, whiskey.
Yeah, right.
Because it's whipped ice cream.
I don't do the drinks because of your...
I put you onto Diet Coke and you're still drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah, look how fat I am.
But I said you don't drink weight.
All right.
And you've swapped that with a McFlurry. Mate, think about yourself. Now, right. Sarah, where are you secretly... what are you secretly eating and where?
I'm currently eating a pan of Pringles on my way home from work.
Oh.
Really, is it secret eating? Did you smuggle them out?
Do you have the cylinder between your legs right now?
Yes, you do.
It's in the cup holder next to me.
Oh, it's in the cup holder.
What flavour?
Cup holder.
Original.
Oh. I wouldn't have thought that a cylinder of Pringles could fit in a cup holder.
Perfect size.
It does.
Of course, they've thought of everything. Using.
Really?
That's the car that Homer Simpson designed.
Jack, do you reckon a cylinder of Pringles would fit?
I would have thought
holder?
It was way too big.
Yeah.
What? No, I wouldn't.
Cup holders are different sizes.
Pringles,
I hate to break the news.
Aren't very big.
Yeah, I hate to break the news. There are different sizes too. Well,
anyway, Sarah, I'm not challenging Sarah on her secret eating.
I just don't know where her Pringles are.
Her eating is the only dishonest thing about her. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, where are you secretly eating, buddy?
Mostly in the shower and sometimes in the car.
See, fellow.
But what are you eating in the shower?
Salad rolls, bit of roast chicken.
Why would you have to hide a salad roll?
If I've got a bowl of hot soup, I'll have a cold shower so the cold water cools down.
You really?
No, mainly so the missus doesn't touch my food, really.
I feel like you're having a lend of us.
No one's eating a salad roll in the shower.
Or a bowl of soup. No one's eating a bowl of soup. He went too far with the soup. Let's move on.
I believed him.
Yeah, Sonia.
Hello, Sonia.
Hi, guys.
Are you secret eating?
No, not me. I used to work as a nanny, and the family were a bit of a fitness fanatic, particularly the father.
Yes.
And the mother used to go shopping at night and get some groceries and knock off a packet of Tim Tams on her way home.
Yeah.
She used to put the packet under the car seat and ask me to get rid of her evidence.
Oh.
Was she? I mean, I don't want to. I'm not here to secret eat shame, but was she on the? Was she
big?
Was she a
big girl? No, not at all. No, it was a bit of a
marriage thing.
You know, just they were fit and healthy.
He would have judged her.
Oh, absolutely.
And she didn't want to be judged.
Yeah, but she's working it off.
But she also wanted a Tim Tam. And
she's working it off.
Yeah, no, she's. We've got no problem with her.
I've got no problems with anyone.
A
whole pack's a lot. That's a lot.
I mean,
even
I ate half a pack in the office yesterday.
Yeah, but you're working
it off.
Remember,
I had a tummy ache.
You're working it off.
And that was only five.
You are working it off, Katie. You work it off. Look at you. Look amazing.
I think I ate too many Tim Tams. You can eat too many and then just get over them, I reckon.
Rebecca.
Hello. Yeah.
Now, you're a vegetarian, correct?
Yes.
And so we, you know, people think, healthy. I don't know why.
There's cheese. There's cheese.
No, because meat is, a lot of people say meat is murder. Yeah, but also meat ends up killing.
Meat is expensive.
Meat is the animal's revenge because it ends up giving you problems.
Oh, come on. What about the butchers listening, mate? Anyway, go on. What are you secretly
eating? So what are you secretly eating? Meat?
Well, cheeseburgers.
Yum.
At my home.
No, cheeseburgers? But... Hang on. With the beef?
Yeah.
But you're a vegetarian.
Well, is your partner a vegetarian or are you just a vegetarian on your own?
I'm just a vegetarian on my own, but I don't let him eat meat at home.
No.
So he doesn't know. He doesn't know you have
meat cheeseburgers. You're secretly eating cheeseburgers.
Yeah, he hasn't found out yet. No.
Well, I think he knows now.
I wonder how many vegetarians do that.
I don't know, but they're not vegetarians, Katie. You can't call yourself a vegetarian if you eat meat. So she's a fake vegetarian.
What about on the days when you're not eating meat? Well, when your boyfriend's watching? On those days, you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Well, on those days, you're not. Well,
you know, you need to be less rigid.
I'm just.
More flaccid from you.
Your morality
I'm too hard.
Needs
I'm
to
a hard
be
man.
More elastic.
You too, yeah.
I'm a hard man.
So many tell secret
you,
eaters.
I tell you who's a hard man, Dave O'Neill tonight on TV.
Tough.
Just goes in.
Goes in hard. Well, especially about you and the blockhouse too.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's the politics of envy.
Yes, when you were working together, planning things for Hughes' show, you two couldn't wait to get to the blockhouse to have your meeting.
We did all our meetings at the blockhouse.
We had a meeting there. Yeah, we had a meeting
you
at the blockhouse.
You ate there.
No, we didn't eat there, no.
Yes, you ate there.
You would have eaten something there.
Probably did. We went.
Hughes and Kate.
Hey, Katie, text trauma is coming up. Where this is, if you don't know what this is, it's real life text conversations generally between people who are about to break up.
Yes.
I don't know if that's what we've got today.
Yes. Well, every day it seems to be like that. Today we've got Stephanie and Carl who met online.
Well, it sounds like it is a breakup. Mm. Well, how did they break up? We're going to find out in the
role. Blow by blow.
Don't miss it. And you can get involved with these, scoring yourselves $500 if we read out your text from on air. All you got to do, go to our Facebook page, get the screenshots of your text messages, flick them through. It is that simple. We'll hear one
And then
next.
It's fun as we play you and your former lover.
Hughesy and Kate.
The 4-6, we're going to find out if Hughesy got lucky last night.
After he got pooed on by a pigeon.
I'd like to say defecated on.
Or it did a deucey on you.
A deuce. Three people, when they saw that the pigeon had defecated on me, said buy a lotto ticket. So I did buy a lotto ticket and we're going to find out. Monday lotto. I didn't know they did Monday lotto, but they do. It's $1 million on offer on a Monday night.
Really?
Yeah, just a quiet Monday night. Could win $1 million.
Now you
May
told
have already
us
won.
In the office before that you felt really confident.
I feel like
win.
I've had a win.
Really?
Yeah, just something about it. But we'll find out soon.
Hurry, Dr. Hughesy, it's an emergency.
This patient is suffering from an acute case of text trauma.
I think we're losing them.
Not on my watch.
Who have we got today, Katie?
Stephanie and Carl. They met online and had gone on maybe 6 or 7 dates, but little things were annoying Stephanie.
Yeah.
Carl was flaky with plans and sometimes took days to reply, and Steph let Carl go.
Fair enough.
Fast forward 6 months.
Yep.
He contacted her again.
Right, missing
said
her.
Said he missed her. He was sorry. Her friends talked her into giving him a second chance.
Yep.
Let's pick it up from the moment Carl reinitiates contact.
Oh, hey.
Happy Saturday. How are you?
I'm good. What about you?
That's good to hear. I'm great, thanks.
What are you up to?
I'm just having some drinks at home, enjoying the sun. What are you doing?
Sounds like a lovely night. Much on for today?
A friend took me to the city and then had a picnic in the Botanic Gardens for my birthday. The weather is amazing.
Awesome. That sounds so amazing. I'm actually pretty jealous of your day today. So whereabouts are you from?
Kensington. You've been to my house before.
Shit, I have too. So sorry.
Hang on.
And that's it. Yep.
No.
No, no.
Oh, is that it? Yeah,
no, over the page.
All right. How was your day? Want to get burgers anytime soon?
No answer. No answer Stephanie. From Stephanie.
He just forgot about you completely.
He did.
But not enough to when he saw your name in his phone to not send you a message.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what was going on with him. I don't know whether there was lots of girls happening or whether he literally just forgot, but I was not about it at all.
Okay, you had picked up that he was a bit of a flake.
Definitely, yeah. But my friends always tell me that I'm a bit harsh, and so right. They talked me into giving me another chance, and I think he blew that chance well and truly.
So the line
didn't
so,
want a burger.
The line, so whereabouts are you from, was yes. The line. Mm.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Where, who did he think you were, I wonder?
I don't know. My idea was that it was either so many girls on the go that he got me confused with somebody else.
Yeah, that's most likely. And I can tell you, in my very limited experience of being a single man, when you've got something on the go and you're on a bit of a roll and that's all going well, and then that sort of dries up.
You go back through your greatest hits.
You just start going through your phone. Yep. Absolutely. And then, name pops up.
And that's what Carl had done. Mm. You know what, Stephanie? You are a piece of gold, not a piece of fool's gold. So you have shaken him off and you have won yourself $500.
Thank you so much, guys.
And can you, hand on heart, say you did not contact him again after that?
No way. Nah, well and truly done. I think he burned his second chance.
Was he was he handsome?
Look, he was all right. He must have been
if you think he had a lot of girls on the go.
Yeah, possibly. Mm. Maybe the other girls think he's a bit off all right.
Mm. Had you got to know each other really well for in those seven dates?
Yeah, because they were over quite a period of time. So, yeah, I thought it was really
You know what Hughes is asking you, Stephanie?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah. Bye, Stephanie. It? You don't have to answer.
Hughesy. And Kate.
It's Hughesy and Kate driving you home this afternoon. Coming up, we've got to find out if Hughesy got lucky last night.
Well, because a bird defecated on me, a pigeon, and everyone said buy a lotto ticket. I've bought one. The draw was last night. Kate, you've got the results.
I've got them here. No one knows.
I feel I bought a big one. I bought a $30 lotto ticket. $27.50 it cost.
Did that get you more?
With commission, $2.55.
Did you just buy more numbers?
Bought a maxi quick pick.
How many numbers did you get?
I got 50 games.
Oh, really?
Only the six numbers, but 50 different combinations of six numbers.
That's a lot of work to check that out.
Yeah, but
I think
we had to do apparently, I think Sarge said, was put your ticket number into some sort of app and it tells you.
Oh, really?
So she didn't go through every game. It's pretty quick. Okay, this is not an ad, by the way.
No, it's not.
Well, especially won't be. Especially won't be when I open this up and you haven't won anything.
I think I've won.
Why do you think you've won?
Because I just reckon that bird, that pigeon, did the right thing by me. And I'm still wearing the jeans. Have a look. I've still got the poo on my jeans.
Oh, lucky for us.
That's 36
We're
hour.
We're the lucky ones.
36 hour poo on those jeans.
Is a dirty bird around and it's not the pigeon.
Don't go anywhere. We'll see if Hughesy's got lucky.
Is he lucky?
Find out.
How cruel that would be if this multimillionaire
wins another stack of cash.
Mm. I mean, the world the might work richer. Like that. The poor get the picture.
Hughesy and Kate.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Marshmallow teaming up with Anne-Marie for Friends. Hughesy and Kate driving you home this afternoon. Friends is something Hughesy could get a lot more of in a few minutes' time if we find out he's a new multimillionaire.
Well, the fact is, yesterday a pigeon defecated on me while I was waiting for your fish and chips, Kate.
Yes, and yours.
Let's revisit that storytelling. I was defecated on by a bird, a pigeon, it's while waiting for fish and chips this afternoon. There was three other people at the same table, and they, both of the blokes, and then another person walking past also said, "That's good luck. You've got good luck." And they all said, "Buy a lotto ticket." The three of them.
Yeah, I don't
three
believe.
People told me to buy a lotto
I
ticket.
I don't believe that.
Because I've got a pooey gene.
All right, I believe that that happened. When I'm saying I don't believe you, I don't believe that that is lucky and that you're going to win. Yeah, but you didn't listen to me.
No,
am I naysaying?
No, because a number of people rang us yesterday and said, yes, something lucky happened to them. One guy won a car, remember
yes.
that?
Yes.
He won a $95,000 Holden.
Yeah, that's right.
After a pelican had...
Just dropped into his inbox.
No, a pelican had defecated on someone and they caught a fish.
Yeah,
she caught a fish.
Relative to
how did he get it? What pooed on him?
A bird. Kiwi bird.
He was in New Zealand.
Yes. Yeah. So I bought a $30...
No, it wasn't a kiwi because it couldn't get it up high enough.
I mean a New Zealand bird. I didn't mean a kiwi bird. I mean, a bird in New Zealand.
Well, that's confusing and hardly warrants that tone used.
So I've...
Particularly because I'm clutching...
My life.
Yes, your future.
So I bought a Monday and Wednesday Lotto Monday Maxi Quick Pick. I bought 50 games.
$30, did you say?
$30.05, including commission.
Right.
So how much money have I won? I feel like I've won a lot of money. Now, Sasha's... She's put the ticket number through the computer. Is that right, Sasha? So you've got, don't tell us, but
and
you...
And look, she's trying to look inscrutable.
I won't look at your face.
I've checked it online.
This is it. We need a drum roll.
Drum roll.
This is for anyone who's ever been defecated on by a bird.
Good. Is it lucky or is it not?
This is definitive.
I've got a folded piece of paper. It says lotto results Tuesday.
What have I won? I've spent $30. How much have I won?
Oh, $16.55.
That's what I won?
You've won a Division 6 prize.
So I won $16.
And 55 cents.
Well, I spent $30.20.
Yeah, I know. But you did win, so you were lucky.
Yeah, but I'm down $14.
Yeah, but do you know how gambling works? Do you know what happens to most people who buy a lotto ticket?
They lose it all.
Yeah.
But I'm $14, so I'm still $14 in the hole.
Yeah, but luckily, you're $16 ahead.
Like I also bought a ticket for Wednesday's draw.
Did you?
Yeah, so that's Powerball.
Can we all share that?
No, not at all.
Why not?
I think that one's worth 30 or 40 million. So maybe.
What, and you wouldn't share it with me and Jack?
No, you won't get a cent.
Husey and Kate catch up.
All right, if you're just joining us, good afternoon. Yes, Husey and Kate, here driving you home this afternoon.
Oh, what an honour and a privilege it is.
No doubt we
for
are.
For you.
Yes, or for everyone.
Mm.
Is that me or
you?
Yeah. Great, I feel honoured and privileged. We've just done some exercise in the break, so.
Yeah, we did.
Do 4 minutes of exercise, get the whole group in.
It's called Tabata, and you just do it in 20 seconds. 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off.
Yeah.
And 8 times. I can't believe how hard it is.
But I tell you what, it's a lot easier in a group. Group exercise is the way to go if you can find
really?
I don't do it very often.
Mm, says the candy man.
I'm generally on my own.
Your wife called. She said rightly so. That's unusual.
It is unusual.
She's quick with her darling finger.
She is. You must have us on speed dial.
Now, listen, I've got a fun thing to bring to you.
Good.
I stayed at a motel.
Hotel motel?
On the weekend. And
so a motel is when you drive your car right to the front door of your room.
It's a funny thing, and I think a hotel is licensed.
Is it? Do not know that.
I think so. Hotel is a licensed premises.
One building and you all park in a car park at the front.
You know, one of the kids asked the difference between a hotel and a motel.
Motel drive to the front door. That's the motel. Motel drive to your front door. You park.
Motor hotel.
Yes, that's it.
Oh.
Did not know that.
Yeah, right. No, I'd forgotten. Oh, I just remembered.
Well, when we come back, you're going to...
Do you know what your demeanour's like?
What's
pretty
that?
Much like the couple who ran the motel we stayed at.
There's some unbelievable signs.
Oh, it's so fun. It was so fun.
Well,
every single thing had a sign on it.
Well, you need to read some of these signs out when
and
you get back.
And they are remarkable and famous for their can't-do attitude.
See, this should go worldwide.
It's just so much fun.
These signs should go worldwide.
They should set up a franchise.
They really should.
Husey and Kate.
So... The two of our boyos had a basketball tournament.
Very popular amongst the children of Australia, basketball.
Very. And also, you know what? Really good fun because you get to go, like this one was in a country town. we all got to go together, got to go somewhere you wouldn't normally go.
To experience rural Australia. There's a lot of fine people. Fun. I'm a country person myself. A lot of fine people from the country.
Absolutely. Hmm. And blessed be the organisers in this world.
They are often mostly volunteers.
And also, every time you go to a function, there's tables of 10. One person's done that. One person's organised it for the other 9 people.
Let's hope the other 9 have recognised the work done.
So really all we had to do was confirm where we were going because someone had booked the motel for us.
Yep.
And when we were – Peter said to me, my husband, about 5 days before we went, he said, have you gone on TripAdvisor and looked at the comments about the motel we're staying?
And
I went, no, hadn't. But when we were driving to it, I got on TripAdvisor and I started reading out the reviews. And by the end, the kids, when we got, so when we were reading a review like rude, 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 or never again, or very poor, or Mr. Hinge, or horrible weekend, or terrible customer service, stay here.
What was Mr. Hinge, sorry?
Mr. Hinge.
What's that mean? It's
one of the other headings on one of the things.
Not Mr. Hinge?
Mr. Hinge.
Not Mr. and Mrs. Hinge?
No, just Mr. Hinge.
Mr. Hinge.
Mm.
There was a hinge missing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
This one with the rooms had a bad smell. Anyway, our favourite thing was where it would say manager's response. And then the manager would reply, like on the rude, rude, rude one, he responded with a list of things that he finds rude about the guest.
Well, can you got something for us?
Including having their standards being too high.
Oh, that was...
Some of them. Yes, yes. We apologise for giving you and all your team and all the other team members that stayed with us an information pack on your arrival.
They apologise for that.
Well, yes. We apologise for providing you with a free substantial continental breakfast to go with your $110 queen room. We apologise for being visible while we serviced your room daily. We apologise for closing the pool at 9 p.m. daily so we could chemically sanitise it overnight after approximately 50 people used it.
Didn't you tell me that when you were there, the pool was open for
how
long?
On the Sunday, the little boys wanted to go for a swim and they said the pool will be open between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. And the lady put a bike lock around the...
It was a hot day.
It was a hot day and the boys were dead. We went to the public pool.
Why couldn't they use
the
pool?
They had a stunning public pool.
What were they doing in that
pool?
But,
Husey... Everything that you went to use in your room had a notice on it with warnings and instructions, including the fact that they told you not to have a shower until you had read the shower information sheet.
No, you've given me this sheet.
I read me the shower information sheet.
Well, to avoid running out of hot water when there are two or more guests in the room, we recommend the following. A 3-minute shower. Wait 20 minutes between showers for the water to get up to temperature again. This is my best. This is one I love the most. Do not use hair cleaning products which require lengthy or multiple rinsing.
Yeah.
So can you not even condition? I don't reckon you can condition.
No, you can't. Not in 3 minutes.
Well, you're not allowed to.
Three minutes.
The condition police will come in. What are you doing there?
And every time they wanted to justify why they hadn't done something, they would say, they would invoke the state government and call themselves eco.
Yeah,
like they were so not eco.
This one for the furniture. Do not move beds or room furniture around rooms or between connecting rooms. You may damage furniture and bedding. Furniture has been placed to minimise hazards. And ensure entry and exit in case of emergency. $250 charge for moving furniture.
Oh, yes.
So if I move a chair, they're going to come in and slap me $250.
Someone got charged $100 for excess noise.
What? Were they being that noisy?
Oh, well, we don't know. We weren't there on that stay. And this, please remove food leftovers to rubbish bins outside of rooms immediately on completion of meals to minimise food smells tainting soft furnishings.
What about this one? About this one?
Your food smells tainting your soft furnishings.
Please store all luggage on the rack by the door and do not on beds or other furniture to minimise damage to bedspreads from luggage wheels and the possibility of insect infestation. So if I put my suitcase on the bed...
And isn't there?
Maggots are going to be
so
hanging out.
So then you know what happened? Every time we'd walk past each other's rooms, we looked and right in the luggage rack, as they called it, was right inside the front door because they're just classic motel rooms.
Yes.
So you just saw everyone's undies in their little open suitcases. As Peter said, I've seen everyone's underwear on this
trip. Another one. To avoid potential insect infestation, all opened packaged food must be stored in the container provided.
Yes.
So if I open like a packet of biscuits.
Yeah.
If I don't store that in the container provided, the insects are going to
take over. Yeah, the insects are just going to come and get it. A lot of people on TripAdvisor were cross because apparently it gets cold there and they wouldn't provide electric blankets.
No, God, no.
But because of their eco policy. In accordance, they said, in accordance with the state government.
They also said you can only...
Did you know the state government's anti-electric blankets?
They've also said that you can only use the microwave oven for reheating food.
Yeah. We need instructions. I loved it so much. I'd love us to go back there.
Ah, look.
All together.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And have a weekend. It would feel like a year.
Were they really grumpy, the people in charge?
No, the one I met wasn't because she was just the weekend manager. But then there was some guy at breakfast. And the breakfast was very nice, actually.
It was. Well, they said it was
that
good.
That wouldn't make eye contact. And we think he might have been the owner.
And did you get charged extra for your breakfast or not? Was that part of
No, that's complimentary.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, really good. And it was lovely. Well, they didn't charge extra for the cutlery that was in the bag in your room. You know, they put in a paper bag that still had someone else's food on it.
Yeah. It's just, dear guest, in this cupboard is china, glassware and utensils equivalent to the number of guests. Anyway, what other rules?
Just amazing.
What is there any other?
Not allowed to congregate with anyone.
Can anyone?
Not allowed to have
a bike again?
Yeah, no. A party of any description.
Can anyone compete with the rules set down by this motel?
Right. I don't think these people should have been in the hospitality game.
No, well, they're still going.
So. 13.
Well, they are, but it doesn't seem to come naturally
to
them.
They seem to enjoy it.
13, 10, 60. Is this an isolated incident or is it going on in other places? We want to know some of the most bizarre rules you've come across while staying at a motel or hotel or anywhere.
I think these people should run a prison. I think they'll be really good at a prison.
13.
Yes, they would be, actually. And no one would mess with them.
Cutie and Kate.
It's Cutie and Kate driving you home this afternoon. 13, 10, 60. Taking those calls on some weird rules when you've stayed at these.
So, Katie, you stayed at a motel on Saturday night.
Oh, it was just, gosh, it was
incredible
fun.
Rules.
You know what? The sheets were clean and the towels were clean.
There was no insects? No insects?
No insect infestation because we didn't open any food.
You know what?
Our house. Because we didn't want to be fined.
Our house has an ant. Whenever any crumb falls on the floor, ants just turn up. In our house.
Sweet crumbs or are they, they're not the dreaded meat ants?
Any food.
Okay.
And they come, they're tiny and they just come from everywhere.
Are they like sugar ants?
Are they?
I can help you get rid of those.
Can you?
Yes.
How?
I'll tell you after.
Tell me
but
off
it's
air.
A mixture of borax and sugar and you dip it
I was going to go for
in a cotton ball and they take it back with them. It's much better than ant rid or anything like that.
I need an ant expert though. Everywhere. But these guys don't have it at your joint because you can't have any in this motel.
Nothing. You can't have more than a 3-minute shower and if you do, you have to wait.
How were the showers,
20
by
minutes.
The way? Were they
Well,
they...
I was in and out like a whippet.
So you were scared?
Of course. I didn't want to run out of water and have to wait 20 minutes. There were 3 of us in one room and 2 of us in the other.
Yeah, 5 of you.
Yeah, 5 of us.
But you didn't get any extra fines.
Not that we're aware of, although there was a secret gathering by the pool for an hour before one of the games. Not in the pool, outside, chained up outside the pool, where we drank wine and we ate some cheese.
That sounds terrible.
Yes.
You're lucky that you
didn't. I know, I think
pepper sprayed. Now, Donna, you had was it a motel, a hotel? What sort of accommodation was it?
We stayed in a hotel on the New South Wales South Coast and I was there with 3 of my children and it was just a one room with, you know, one double bed, 2 single beds and the bathroom and there was a big sign on the bathroom door, do not let steam out of the bathroom while showering. If smoke detector is set off, you will be charged $1,200 for fire brigade attending.
Oh.
That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, isn't it?
Keep that door shut. Yeah.
Yes, a lot of
but
pressure.
But you did, didn't you, Donna? Shut.
I did keep the door shut. I think I stood there and had a towel in my hand and yes. the top and the bottom as each person
that's
was
the thing. You know, Donna, this whole weekend I felt so anxious about everything.
Yeah, no, it's not relaxing.
I was just nervous. I was nervous about eating the cheese and drinking the wine.
No.
I was nervous about my shower.
Did you use the microwave at all or not?
No. I was going to reheat a sausage roll we'd got from the bakery because one of the boys had an early...
You were allowed to reheat.
I was too nervous.
You just couldn't cook in the microwave.
Because the complimentary continental breakfast wasn't open in time for us to go to an early basketball game.
Now, Jay, what happened at your hotel?
We went to this hotel in Bright. When we walked in the door, it actually said that if there's any... we will charge you an extra $65 accordingly if you soil the sheets.
So if you soil your sheets, so is that, are they talking like poo or what are they?
I don't know, sweat. The other thing, yeah, I had a 5-year-old and I was hoping he did not wet the bed.
Yes.
On the safe side because I didn't want to get the extra charge.
But also what
but what if you were just really kinky? I'd go for $55 or $65 if I was really kinky, I'd go,
what if...
Hello, I'd go the full Toblerone.
Yeah, but
just because that's cheap.
But what about if you just like had a nocturnal emission? Can I? I've not said that on radio, I reckon, ever.
I love that it would be nocturnal. But it wouldn't happen when I was having a daytime nap.
No, well, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're asleep, is it nocturnal or do you have to be at night?
No, nocturnal's night. Isn't it creatures who sleep at night?
So like a daytime napping emission.
A daylight
emission.
I don't
think you have to be in a pretty deep sleep to have one of
at
those.
At our motel, Jay.
I've had one for years.
There was a $100 fine if anyone wet the bed.
Yeah, well, what if you got a bedwetter with you?
Well, you do what we did and we made them woke them all repeatedly during the night. Go to the toilet.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, it makes you sharpen up.
Yeah, it does. That's the thing about this. That's like airbags now. When they're going to explode,
yes.
you're less likely to have an accident.
Because you're driving so carefully.
Yeah, you don't want it to go off. Mm. Now, Jackie, what's your story?
We actually stayed at a mountain resort for a whole week and we absolutely froze our butts off because they would only turn the heaters on during the weekend.
So Monday to Friday, what? No heaters?
No.
Monday to Friday, no heating. Friday evening came and the heaters came on.
But it's a ski resort full of snow.
During the winter?
It was actually just pre-season. So it was still like it had started to snow, but it wasn't full ski season.
So it was like, was it April or May, was it? May,
well, it was actually end of September, October overseas.
Oh, it was overseas. You're right, different rules overseas. So, yeah, I mean, you'd think in a ski in the mountains, it gets cold at night, whether it's whatever time of year it is, I imagine.
We all know what we think.
I haven't. Katie, tonight.
Your show.
Husey, we have a problem.
Husey, we have a problem. There's no more jungle.
After Bondi Rescue, brand new.
I said it'll be on time 8:30.
Brand new Bondi Rescue after that. Yeah, big episode.
And if you missed any of this show, podcast is right now at huseyandkate.com.au. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Husey and Kate, driving you home from their new home. From 4:30. So cool. Husey.